They came by the thousands to protest what they call the new occupation. In Baghdad's Tahrir Square, followers of Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr chanted no to America, no to occupation.
The Americans are trying to reoccupy Iraq after they have left it. They want to build a new coalition to put their stamp on us. We don't want any foreign presence. We were done with the occupation.
As Iraq's government battles the group calling itself the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and many other Iraqis welcome American and French airstrikes. In the Baghdad neighborhood known as Sadr City, many blame the American occupation for creating a power vacuum they say gave rise to Iraq's security crisis.
ISIL was created by the Americans and the Israelis. After their creation, they've grown enough to threaten the whole world. Iraq has become a battlefield to defeat ISIL after they created it.
It's a statement of just how strongly the Sadrists feel that the protest took place in a capital rocked by daily ISIL car bombs. Here, where the memory of fighting against U.S. troops and a lengthy occupation are still fresh, the Sadrists view the foreign aid at best with suspicion.
Officially, the Sadr movement welcomes limited foreign aid.
It have to run or controlled by Iraqi troops only. But of course we need advisors from our friends that will help as well.
But no foreign troops in combat and no airstrikes?
Definitely not.